It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Another week in the global asylum has come and gone. I hear from so many that understandably struggle with the frustration of trying to wake their family and friends to what is unfolding. But most, so far, are as of yet unwilling to wake. When your family and friends resist, reject, and ridicule the truth, never forget that you have still done your part in delivering a necessary and needed dose of reality to them. Don't lose sight of the fact that all will be forced to wake and face the whole truth soon, like it or not. When sharing unpleasant but verifiable and necessary to know truths with family and friends and others, we should be calm but confident, never forgetting this fact that whatever others choose to do with the truth or not to do with it, we have every right and reason to stand strong in the knowledge that, again, we are doing our best to do our part, doing our best to man our appointed posts. We should stand strong knowing that to exercise one's free will honorably toward the greater good, fully facing the storm head on, without fear, without trepidation, that is the right path. This power cannot be taken from us. And psychoanalysis proves and states clearly on the record that the hallmark of a healthy mind is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire. Where's the human race heading as a whole? Under the category of future shock, a new publication titled The Uninhabitable Earth is making waves. Any who are still trying to convince themselves that such a scenario as, quote, an uninhabitable Earth is far out on the horizon, think again. It's already here. More later in this broadcast. Why aren't we being told? How can the horizon be so dark when almost everyone seems to be going about their business as if nothing's wrong? Unfortunately, again, many are still trying to convince themselves that if anything was wrong, they would see it on Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC, or even Democracy Now. Consider this quote from independent investigative reporter Greg Palast. He said, "We don't have investigative media in America. Our reporters don't go after facts. They're not reporters. They're repeaters." And now about Greg Palast, who stated the quote I just recited. As honest as he may seem to some, try to get him to even mention climate engineering or what really happened on 9/11. Even Greg Palast won't go there, like so many. Even in so-called independent media circles, Mr. Palast knows how long his leash is. Question: how many media talking heads are there that say anything whatsoever about the fact that we, all of us, are on the fast track to a mathematically certain near-term demise? And not just us. Short of a total course correction by our species, we will take the entire web of life down with us. Don't believe it can be that bad? Stay tuned. If you want to know what you can do to make a difference, if you want to know what you can do to help alter the current suicidal trajectory of our species, again, stay tuned for input on activist instructions at the end of this broadcast. And never forget, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. And to all those that are continuing to do their best to sound the alarm, to wake others, and to try to alter our current course, as always, I wish to express to you my deepest and most sincere gratitude. It is our combined efforts that can yet make a difference, but we must make every day count. Breaking headlines in a moment. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 185, February 23rd, 2019. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings, 6 to 7 AM, and now again Sunday mornings, 6 to 7 AM as well. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're aware of any radio station that may be willing to pick up this commercial-free Global Alert News Hour, please let us know. We'll gladly provide the downloads of our broadcast to other stations for free. Our only goal is to sound the alarm, while it can still make a difference. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org information materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Jim Fair, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, Jim Fair Events. You can search that title, find their homepage, find out where their events are. This week's events in Costa Mesa, California, started yesterday into tomorrow at the OC Fair and Event Center. And next week, Del Mar, California, March 1st through March 3rd, Del Mar Fairgrounds. Jim Fair is a staunch ally of the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. There is a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth stocked with geoengineeringwatch.org materials that are given away for free at these events. We're extremely grateful to Jim Fair for their help with sounding the alarm on the climate engineering issue. If you go to those events, you can get in free if you're there to pick up materials to help us to sound the alarm. Tell the ticket booth why you're there. Moving on, the threats we face are metastasizing by the day. The weather warfare operations, toxic forced vaccinations, the 5G rollout, nuclear proliferation, planetary contamination, climate collapse. We face nothing short of converging catastrophes. Why don't we hear about any of this from our so-called media sources? Again, Google censorship of geoengineeringwatch.org is almost total. Based on our site traffic, we should be and were the top of the first page for search of the geoengineering term, which many around the globe are now doing. But instead, several months ago, Google completely deleted geoengineeringwatch.org from their pages of a search on that subject. Google, by the way, controls 77.7% of online traffic, the vast majority. Power structure, censorship is increasing by the day. It's up to us to get the data out there, our collective efforts. Here's another Orwellian example of cowardly criminal corporate censorship that continues to worsen. Two of the most productive and dedicated activists on the anti-geoengineering front are Larry and Kathy Burns. Larry and Kathy spearheaded the effort to put geoengineeringwatch.org Stop Toxic Climate Engineering banners on numerous public transportation buses in several Washington state communities. The entire effort was fully approved and completely paid for. Then they got this from Lamar Advertising. Hello, Kathy. I have some unfortunate news. We're unable to run this creative ad on both Pierce Transit and Community Transit buses. Both transit authorities have very stringent rules on political advertising, including issues that are politically charged, such as geoengineering. Imagine that. The truth about the single greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm, is too politically charged, so let's just not talk about it. So much for the truth, swept under the bus. In this case, literally, we find ourselves in an increasingly Orwellian world, a matrix of insanity that will conclude with our common demise if allowed to continue. Stop and listen to this prophetic audio snapshot from the movie of the same subject, The Matrix. Listen carefully.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth? That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Yes, we must see it for ourselves. As the proverb goes, you cannot wake someone that is pretending to be asleep. Here are a few dire and heart-wrenching headlines that most media won't cover from multiple sources. Why are hundreds of dead dolphins washing up on French beaches? Marine life, by the way, dying all over the globe. And we see orchestrated political idiocy on mainstream media day after day after day. From this report, since the beginning of the year, a record number of up to 600 dolphins have washed up on France's Atlantic coast. So what's going on, the report asks, question mark. More on what's going on later in this broadcast. From esuronews.com, this recent report, thousands of dead cuttlefish blanket beaches in Chile. These are just two examples. There are countless examples. Search animal die-off 2019 or 2018 or 2017 or 2016. There's a site that covers many of the headlines from around the globe. It's shocking. Far too lengthy to go into here. The planet is dying by the day. Countless converging factors are killing our oceans. They've been used as toxic waste dumps since the dawn of industrialized civilization. In the last three-quarter century, the toxic waste includes radioactive elements. Our seas are superheating with rapidly depleting oxygen levels. Our seas are acidifying due to their absorption of CO2 from the ongoing fossil fuel fiesta that has propelled the human race's total takeover of the planet. The ocean food chain is completely collapsing, starting with the collapse of plankton populations, which are not only dying from all that has just been mentioned, but are dying from lethal levels of UV radiation, including UVC, the last band of UV radiation before X-ray, that is now bombarding our planet. And though countless forms of human activity are to blame for our now collapsing ozone layer, covert climate engineering operations are at the top of the list of ozone-destroying factors. Let's get on to more of the human race's sacking of the planet, which many unfortunately still want to deny. U.S. mining sites dump 50 million gallons of fouled wastewater daily. From that report, every day many millions of gallons of water loaded with arsenic, lead, and other toxic metals flow from some of the most contaminated mining sites in the U.S. and into surrounding streams and ponds without being treated, the Associated Press has found. That torrent of poisoning aquatic life and tainting drinking water sources is known in Montana, California, Colorado, Oklahoma, and many other states. It's everywhere. It's been the legacy of our species and those who wield power, who do not care about the consequences of their conduct. They do not care. A population, the population, must be awakened to the fact that we all have a responsibility to protect the future for our children. That's what loving one's child is, to be willing to prioritize the protection of their future. Something to think about. From sciencemag.org and other sources, this new report headline, EPA blasted for failing to set drinking water limits for, quote, forever chemicals. From that report, after intense pressure from politicians and environmental and public health groups, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency today published a plan to tackle industrial chemicals known as per- and polyfluoroalkali substances, PFAS, that are showing up in drinking water supplies across the nation. But critics say the plan is vague and lacks regulatory teeth, and it will do little to nothing to reduce the health risks. That's the design. That's the point and purpose of the so-called consumer protection agencies, not to disclose or stop threats, but to hide them, mask them, and perpetuate them. Consider this. Consider this quote, recently made by the current occupant of the White House. He said this, "I want clean air. I want crystal clean water, and we've got it. We've got the cleanest country in the planet right now." We all know who said that, don't we? Mr. Trump, the current occupant of the White House. In criticism, just and very due criticism of this particular puppet in the play, is in no way support for any other puppet in the play previously that occupied the White House, from Obama to Clinton to Bush's, all criminal puppets in the power structure play, all of them. So consider the hypocrisy of such a statement that continues on and on. Just tell people what they want to hear, no matter how blatant and glaring a lie it is, and how many jump up and down and believe it, whatever side of the fence they're on, whatever particular political puppet they support. All of it missing the point that our planet is dying by the day. We will all die with it if we continue on the current course. Power structure, control, disinformation sources like the Weather Channel and the honorless cowards that serve such organizations continue to sensationalize the cold, cold, cold winter weather. Anywhere and everywhere it is occurring. What aren't the paid liars talking about? First, climate engineering and patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, which is a core component of the surface cool downs that are so sensationalized by all official sources. Next, the fact that the most anomalously less warm locations on the entire planet for nearly the last decade are located in the USA, the lower 48 states, most consistently the eastern half of the US lower 48, and not coincidentally, this is the most populated part of the US. The Weather Channel and other organizations like them are tasked with covering the tracks of the climate engineers. They are tasked with convincing populations that completely unnatural weather scenarios that are verifiably a direct result of climate engineering are natural, when, in fact, they are anything but. Of late, there has been one theatrically named winter storm a week. This week's storm, Winter Storm Kiana. For those that want to cling to their denial of environmental and climate collapse, how convincing is it when they see snow falling in southwestern deserts and even in Baja California? How successful the climate engineers have been at fueling climate collapse denial by engineering winter weather whiplash events, again, with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. You can look at those patents at geoengineeringwatch.org and much more in the engineering winter section. Keeping the populations confused, divided, and completely complacent in regard to the rapidly unfolding biosphere collapse serves those in power very well. In addition to the sensationalized weather distractions the geoengineers manufacture, the weather emergencies created also serve to mire populations in their own personal struggles, which in turn means they are understandably not able to even think about the bigger picture or the cast of criminals who are manipulating it. Again, all over the globe, we see carnage, biosphere, and ecosystem collapse, beaches buried with bellied-up marine life. All over the globe, birds are dying, mammals are dying, insects are collapsing, and how many in academia are still sticking with the criminal false narrative that something could, may, might be wrong or unfolding? Could, may, might. When in fact, we are already beginning to hit the wall at full velocity. Many frontline climate scientists are increasingly pushing climate engineering as some sort of option we still have left. I'll get to this point in a moment. Bear with me. Other scientists are pretending that the climate engineering elephant in the sky isn't really there. Still more frontline climate scientists are covertly selling climate engineering by telling us that the only thing keeping us alive is all the particulate pollution in the atmosphere that is blocking the sun. The so-called scientists that push this narrative are also, in fact, covertly towing the line of geoengineering denial for the power structure. They are towing the exact narrative the power structure wants, in fact. They tell us that what we can clearly see with our own eyes, geoengineering jet aircraft spraying our skies, we aren't really seeing. They tell us it's only condensation trails. But is this the truth? Or is it, in fact, the most monumental lie ever perpetrated on populations all over the world? Let's for a moment consider some of the evidence we have to weigh against the condensation trail false narrative. First, countless clips of film footage which clearly reveal jet spraying dispersions being turned on and off, which proves in and of itself that we are not seeing, quote, condensation. You cannot turn a condensation trail on and off. And the atmosphere, by the way, is layered horizontally, not vertically, for those scientists that claim this is just an aircraft passing through different layers of the atmosphere. It does not layer vertically. It layers horizontally. Next, up-close photos of retrofit nozzles mounted on aircraft pylons and aimed into the exhaust jet stream to make the dispersions look like, quote, condensation, which it is not. Next, volumes of historical governmental documents going back over 7 decades that fully outline the scope and scale of the ongoing climate intervention operations, as well as the cooperation of global governments with these programs, with very few exceptions. All are cooperating either actively or passively. Again, few exceptions. Iran, in fact, is an exception that is not cooperating with these programs. Then there is this to consider. All commercial jet aircraft and all military jet tankers are fitted with what is called a high-bypass turbofan jet engine. This engine is nothing more than a jet-powered fan designed for maximum fuel efficiency. Nearly 90% of the air that passes through this engine is non-combusted. What does all this mean? It means that this jet-powered fan is by design nearly incapable of producing any actual, quote, condensation trail, except under the most rare and extreme of circumstances. Bottom line, it is not condensation trails that are destroying our once blue skies. It is intentionally dispersed particulate trails, particulates that include highly toxic heavy metals starting with aluminum, which is a primary element named in climate engineering patents. Search geoengineeringwatch.org patents list. Search that list. Very long. All of it, all these toxic materials settle down through our breathable air column where it is being absorbed by the entire web of life, or what is left of it, including us. Question, how is this not a form of biological warfare? Back to the beginning of this rant to cover the blatant glaring lie that climate engineering is only a, quote, proposal. The lie that climate engineering could still, quote, save us from ourselves and the decimation that we have already inflicted on our once thriving planet. First, as already stated, available evidence conclusively proves that covert climate engineering operations have been going on for over 70 years. Question, how's that going so far? We have enough data to prove that climate engineering is a cataclysm even worse than the calamity it claims to mitigate. Human damage to the planet. Climate engineering is just yet one more, even larger level of the human assault against the planet. Here's the fact of the matter. We are all free-falling into near-term societal and biosphere collapse. And though there are countless destructive forms of human activity fueling it, global climate engineering operations are the single most destructive in the equation. And for many that listen to this broadcast and know many of these facts already, consider that many more new listeners are thankfully starting to hear this broadcast. And it's imperative that these primary building block factors of this issue be understood and known, so that people have a clear picture of what is happening and why. In regard to some of the facts that relate to what geoengineering is actually doing to the planet and why we can say conclusively that not only is it not mitigation or some sort of cure to the disease of destruction that we have inflicted on the planet, climate engineering is mathematically the single greatest form of destruction ever unleashed upon the planet by the human race. Geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer, which is by itself a factor that will dictate global extinction if it continues. The bombardment of lethal UV radiation from the disintegrating ozone layer is slaughtering global plankton populations, which are already depleted by over 60%. Again, no plankton, no people. Yet another extinction factor. Geoengineering is altering light wavelengths, thus decimating photosynthesis. Geoengineering is poisoning soils and waters all over the globe. All of the factors already named are fueling the rapid die-off of forests around the world. This fact, and the fact that climate engineering fallout amounts to an incendiary dust, means that climate engineering is the single greatest factor fueling epic wildfires. No trees, no people. Still another extinction level factor, by itself. And again, there's the fact that the entire web of life is absorbing the highly toxic climate engineering fallout, including us, starting with aluminum. Search Bees Aluminum online. See what you find as an example of all that I have just stated. You'll find peer-reviewed study that proves bees are dying of massive aluminum exposure, which is causing symptoms in the bees that parallel Alzheimer's and dementia in humans. Imagine that. Alzheimer's and dementia, the number one cause of death in some countries in the world already. So when lying, honorless, so-called scientists tell us climate engineering is only a, quote, proposal, and when lying, so-called scientists tell us that climate engineering, a.k.a. weather warfare, a.k.a. biological warfare, could save us from ourselves, consider such individuals to be in one of two categories: either criminally negligent of the arena of study in which we are trained to believe they are experts, or they are lying. As for the media prostitutes that toe the geoengineering denial lie, they also should be considered criminal accomplices in the ongoing climate engineering cover-up. End of rant for now, forgive me, but it needed to be said. How does one not feel a righteous sense of rage at what is being inflicted on us and the entire web of life by a power structure that has long since gone mad and is completely and totally out of control? Moving on, there's much more to try and cover. Let's start with the ongoing winter weather warfare being waged by the climate engineers, and their mainstream media lapdogs are doing their best to sensationalize the activities of the weather makers. Here's a few sensationalized headlines on this theme from last week. Just examples. Las Vegas gets snow for second time. This is from weather.com. Another headline, Las Vegas snow. Up to 2 inches of snow falls on Strip for first time in many years. Another headline, sensationalized. Rare snow falls on Las Vegas Strip. And another, more snow headed for Las Vegas Valley. It's from Las Vegas Review. Sensationalizing this helps to confuse, divide, and polarize the populations, blind them from the unfolding climate collapse. Another headline, sad but part of climate engineering. Unexpected blizzard kills over 1,800 dairy cows in Washington state. These are just examples. And remember the story that I've covered many times. October 4th, 2013, 100,000 cattle died in a blizzard in Dakota while it was 85 degrees and raining in Chicago. These are not natural events. It's chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Learn more about that process and how decimating it is to the environment and all life forms. Endothermic reacting, energy-absorbing reacting materials that can turn what should have been a liquid precipitation event into a frozen precipitation event. As I've stated so many times, Chinese scientists openly announced they are doing this. Fox News, Popular Science, and others covered it. Please, research. That's all I'm asking. Not asking anyone to believe me. I never have. Never will. Please do your own research if you care about the truth, if you care about the future of your children, the future of all life. The latest theatrically named and completely engineered weekly winter weather event, as I mentioned earlier, has been named Winter Storm Kiana. Kiana, like so many previous engineered winter weather events with chemical ice nucleation elements, will have plenty of super slick surfaces, again, thanks to these patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. Search the Engineering Winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org at the top of the homepage for volumes of data and images on this subject. And for the record, don't eat the snow. Lab tests prove it's highly contaminated. More lab test results soon. We have tests in now to multiple labs. On the previous snow event in Northern California, where it snowed at my location, started snowing at least at 43 degrees. No, that's not nature. Another headline from multiple sources: toxic black snow is covering towns in Siberia. From that report states, the future of our children is terrifying. A thick dusting of toxic black snow has coated several towns in Siberia, transforming them into post-apocalyptic landscapes, according to Russian media. The inky snow is the result of open coal pits in the region, which is home to some of the largest coal mines spanning 10,000 square miles. One of the local residents told The Guardian newspaper this: it's harder to find white snow than black snow during the winter. Let's stop and consider that certainly there's no denying that given the decimation of mining and so forth that we've inflicted on the planet, that events like this are going to happen. But is this colored snow unique to this area? No, it is not. It is not. And we have reports in Russia of orange snow, other areas of blue-tainted snow. We don't know at any given point in time what the climate engineers are in fact spraying or experimenting with in our skies. It's a giant physics lab for them, and they do not care about the consequences. We have enough examples to know, and for those that say they wouldn't do this to themselves, please, please, please look at our data. Look at the top of the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, answers to the most commonly asked questions on geoengineering, and one of those is, why would they do this to themselves? How many examples of what they are doing to themselves do we already have? Detonation of over 2,000 nuclear bombs, nuclear fallout from plants like Fukushima with no end in sight, triple nuclear volcano, and they're building more nuclear plants right now. We could go on and on about what those in power have done to themselves. Power is addictive, and to hang on to that power, they don't care about the consequences, even to themselves. That's psychological fact based on psychoanalysis. So when we look at the dark or colored snow, tests have indicated that coal fly ash is being used as part of the climate engineering operations for a number of reasons. We have reports on that at geoengineeringwatch.org also. So again, our world is tainted and toxic at every level. And if we continue to swim in this toxic sea of waste, we will all succumb. Our health is already going downhill fast. But let's get past the cold, cold, cold headlines. What headlines are we not hearing so much about? In addition to the continued record-shattering heat that has been ongoing in the southern hemisphere and the polar regions, here's a new report from the northern hemisphere to consider. UK weather, chance of the hottest February in history as Britain blasted by heat wave. We don't see our cheerleaders for the cold, cold, cold climate-engineered winter weather events talking much about this kind of thing, do we? Or the fact that we're nearing the 410th consecutive month of above normal global temperatures. The media and those they serve are tasked with confusing and dividing the population as to the true state of climate collapse until the last possible moment. From this report from Britain, the UK is set to roast under a sudden and surprising unseasonal heat wave that could even break the all-time heat record for February. We are facing a scenario of abrupt climate collapse. I've stated that over and over. It will accelerate. The headlines in the weeks and months ahead will become increasingly shocking. It will be hard to hide from what's unfolding much longer. It's up to all of us to sow seeds, credible seeds of awareness with the population so that as their world collapses around them, they will understand what happened and why and what they can do to help change course. As I made mention at the start of this broadcast, from grist.org, and other sources, this new report on the newly released book, The Uninhabitable Earth, a book that, in the words of the Grist article, quote, puts words to a future that you don't want to live in. Few excerpts from the book. Air pollution was responsible for 9 million deaths worldwide in 2015. And they're just putting these statistics together now, and the true mortality is far higher than this. According to a recent report from The Lancet, and it's likely interfering with our, listen closely, our cognitive ability, i.e., the higher carbon counts go, CO2 in the air, the dumber we will get. How many people do we see that claim to be independent news sources fighting for the common good that actually toe the official narrative for those in power? that actually put out narratives that is exactly what those in power want. For example, CO2 is wonderful, the gas of life, the more the better. What an absurd and ignorant, grossly incorrect notion. Water is essential as well. If you're 10 feet under, you're not going to live very long. The planet has adapted over countless eons to specific conditions. The biosphere, the web of life, has adapted to specific conditions and can only adapt to changing conditions when there's enough time to adapt. The current changes occurring on our planet are happening at minimum statistically 170 times faster than any previous paleo event. 170 times faster. Nothing can adapt at those rates. So when people claim that CO2 is wonderful, the more the better, let's look at some facts regarding that. So as CO2 has gone up so much in our atmosphere, consider this data. Oxygen rates decline as more carbon enters the atmosphere. If atmospheric carbon levels doubled to 930 parts per million, the reduced oxygen in the air could shrink general cognitive ability by 21%. What's that mean? It means we're 21% dumber because of the increased CO2 in the air. And in fact, we already know, and let's add aluminum, let's add mercury in vaccinations, let's add all the other toxic brew that we're all swimming in. We already know that IQs have dropped 6 to 9 points statistically, and that's probably conservative. We are, in fact, all already getting dumber by the day. The more polluted the air becomes, the more climate engineering that occurs, the more CO2 that builds up, the less oxygen we have, the dumber we will get. This subtitle, Hidden Hunger, Micronutrient Deficiencies, also relating to the increased CO2. One of the many little known side effects of having more CO2 in the atmosphere is that it makes our crops less nutritious and more like junk food. Higher CO2 levels mean bigger, more sugary plants and less protein, calcium, and iron and vitamin C in every bite we take of them. There are more than 1 billion people who experience hidden hunger, not starvation, but a lack of nutrients. And also, although increased CO2, if there's enough soil nutrients, can increase plant growth to a point, once it passes a specific threshold, and that appears to have happened in 2006, and again, this is not taking into account the poisoning of the soils from climate engineering, which none of these science studies even mention. So we have many other factors that are not mentioned in these studies, but the bottom line is this. Human activity, including climate engineering at the top of that list, has so radically altered the biosphere that it has triggered a cascading downstream effect of catastrophic consequences. Moving on, fuel to the fire, how geoengineering threatens to entrench fossil fuels and accelerate the climate crisis. From Washington, Berlin, a new report released today by the Center for International Environmental Law exposes how a growing belief that geoengineering is needed to address climate change could actually undermine climate goals while locking in fossil fuel infrastructure for decades to come. On the current course, we won't be here for decades. Let's keep that in mind. The report, titled again, Fuel to the Fire, How Geoengineering Threatens to Entrench Fossil Fuels and Accelerate the Climate Crisis, highlights how the urgency and scale of the climate crisis are being exploited to push ideas like solar radiation management, aka climate engineering, once regulated to the fringes of the climate debate, is now into the mainstream. It examines the fossil fuel industry's long history and continued role in the development and promotion of key geoengineering concepts and technologies, and it exposes the numerous ways these technologies serve to protect the industry and promote new emissions from fossil fuels. The report also exposes how current industry support of geoengineering fits into a pattern of denial and opposition to action by the fossil fuel industry and a network of well-funded think tanks and front groups. Quote, for 6 decades, oil companies have argued that climate change doesn't exist and that it's not caused by human activity, and that if it is, it's not a problem. Now these companies are claiming to accept that climate change is just an engineering problem, while in the same breath arguing that the way to solve it is to deploy untested, unjustified geoengineering strategies and all the while produce yet more oil, gas, and coal and continue business as usual like their decades of denial. This action is profoundly dangerous. Again, climate engineering, 70-year reality, still denied even here. So to reiterate, to pretend that climate engineering operations are not occurring is to toe the line for the power structure, big oil, and the climate engineers. To reiterate, To pretend that the constant engineered winter cool-down zones are just an act of nature is to toe the line for the power structure, big oil, and the climate engineers. Search again that exact title on a search engine other than Google. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, toeing the line for big oil and the geoengineers, or search engineering winter, the whole article section, engineering drought or engineering wildfires, all at geoengineeringwatch.org. Before I get to the next headline report, which is critically important, stop for a moment and consider this audio clip, also from the movie The Matrix.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure.
Stop there for a moment and consider what I have cited in so many previous broadcast statements from individuals like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who stated on the record, this is presidential advisor, now deceased, to presidents all the way back to President Johnson, who stated on the record, quote, "It is much easier now for power structures to kill a million people than it is to control them. We face many, many agendas being carried out in our skies by climate engineering operations, not just one, two, or three. There are many, many agendas." Moving on to the destruction of our planet. All of this related, all of it interconnected. This very important report from RustGeorge.net and other sources. Yet more catastrophic frontline biosphere reports. Here's the report. Insects, anthropods, and their entire food chain collapses in pristine rainforests. Far from human agriculture and pesticides, the insect apocalypse is at its worst. Newly published scientific reports document a cataclysmic disappearance of life. This very recent PNAS paper offers critical evidence in understanding the apocalypse taking place amongst insects, anthropods, and their closely related predators in this pristine ecosystem, with profound evidence of anthropod insect small life near extinction. The usual suspects, those being agriculture and pesticides, are excluded as the cause of the rapid collapse of anthropods and related life. This highlights that the cause of the insect apocalypse is far more likely to be direct through the slow, deadly effects of CO2. And again, keep in mind, this report does not, will not, like so many others in academia, will not acknowledge the climate engineering elephant in the room, the destroyed ozone layer, the intense UV radiation, the toxic heavy metal and chemical fallout. But that in mind, it is highlighting an effect that most are ignoring or completely deceived about the effects of, the massive buildup of CO2, also a massive part of the problem, part of the equation. So again, the die-off is likely to be the direct effect of the buildup of CO2. Its action is via oxidative mortality, and as the ATP inhibitor, this inhibits cellular function, at the 50% higher levels of CO2 the world is now suffering due to yesterday's trillion-ton dose of CO2. Its action as a climate-forcing agent pales in comparison. What does that state? It states that as deadly as our rapidly warming planet is, the simple buildup of CO2 and its downstream effects is also having a cataclysmic effect that outweighs even the climate warming effect. But again, this report, like so many academia, does not take into account the climate engineering factor. Report states, keep in mind that Earth's insect populations formerly outweighed humans by 17 times over and are such a fundamental foundation of the food chain that scientists say a crash in insect numbers will trigger an ecological catastrophe leading to mass extinction. Without any question, that crash has already occurred. CO2 acts as a persistent and pervasive antagonist toxin for arthropods, which is tiny life with exoskeletons, including the insects and spiders, etc. These tiny creatures are shown to be facing extinction from CO2-induced oxidative mortality stress now that CO2 levels have risen to nearly 50% above the levels they evolved to live with. Blaming agriculture pesticide use for the demise of the arthropods in nature is equally terrible folly, as it distracts from the real villains, ourselves and our yesterday's CO2. Demanding pesticide makers and users to simply stop diverts attention from the real cause of the global crisis. Now again, my problem with this article, of course, is although it claims to be at the real root of the matter, it is still missing so much of the equation by ignoring and omitting climate engineering. But that being said, there's still valuable data here. Our abusive use of fossil fuels is so much at the core of the problem. It has already saturated this planet's air and oceans with a clearly lethal dose of CO2. Keep in mind that extra CO2 insects are now suffering from also acts as a slow-acting ATP inhibitor, the same metabolic poisoning mechanisms exploited in the most deadly of our synthetic organophosphate and neonicotinoid insecticides. As for tiny life in the world's oceans, the plankton, they are in the same state of collapse as their terrestrial plankton cousins, the insects and the arthropods. Let me stop there to try to clarify what is so important to understand about what's happening in our skies and the downstream effects and all of human activity. And again, all forms of human activity that affect the energy balance and the equilibrium of nature on our planet are forms of geoengineering. But when so many people claim simplistic conclusions to such unimaginably complex scenarios, that is a problem, and that does not lend credibility to the cause of exposing and halting climate engineering. So in regard to the collapse of the biosphere, it's not just this or just that. It's this, that, and countless other factors, all combining, converging cataclysms that are pushing us toward absolutely certain near-term planetary omnicide. The buildup of greenhouse gases, an immense problem. We live in a fishbowl. These gases don't just float out into outer space. And it's not just CO2, it's methane. Methane is building up in the atmosphere with unimaginable speed. Methane is incredibly powerful at trapping heat on our planet. Over a 10-year time horizon, it's 100 to 120 times more powerful, seeing very high methane readings at atmosphere. In regard to the die-off, it is so many factors coming together. And CO2 is one of those factors. And for those who claim, again, that CO2 is wonderful, the more the better, that narrative is towing the line for the military-industrial complex, the power structure, the geoengineers, and big oil, who want business as usual and who are fully behind climate engineering and have been for 70 plus years. Why would anyone who claims to be fighting against climate engineering actually help to cover the tracks of the climate engineers by ignoring all of these complex factors that cause downstream effects, all related? We must have some understanding of the whole bigger picture so that we can effectively expose climate engineering to groups that are not currently acknowledging it. And these groups include all major environmental groups. They include spiritual institutions, both of those categories, protecting their 501c3 nonprofits by not addressing the single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm, which is climate engineering. It's up to all of us to share credible data, to have credible conclusions built on that data, to stick to the simple, basic building block facts that cannot be argued. These two mantras should always be kept in mind. There can be no legitimate discussion about the state of the climate without first and foremost including the climate engineering factor. Second, there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without including the engineered winter weather events it creates and that aspect of climate engineering with chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Knowing and understanding the building blocks of this issue helps make you more effective in waking those around you. Biosphere collapse equals power structure desperation, and it will get worse quickly from here on out. I want to recommend viewing an interview with Chris Hedges and former U.S. Marine head weapons inspector in Iraq, Scott Ritter. That was done on RT TV recently. This interview is factually imperative for those that are still trying to convince themselves that the U.S. military is about protecting freedom and democracy around the world, which unfortunately could not be further from the truth. It's a mercenary tool for those in power to secure the resources they need to perpetuate that power. On that note, these headlines. Donald Trump rushing to sell Saudi Arabia nuclear technology. By the way, Saudi Arabia that beheads dissenters in their country, brutal dictatorship. I don't think anybody can rationally argue that. Saudi Arabia that got free plane ticket home for their Saudi nationals after 9/11, no questions asked when nobody was allowed to fly. Is it hard to see through these dots? And it's business as usual. It's business as usual today on a bigger scale than ever. Let's face that fact. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, only worse as time goes by. Another headline. Why was the Trump administration so eager to give nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia? And let's also consider that the mainstream media attack on Trump is part of the theater, just as it was with Obama and Clinton and the rest. Did anybody really pay any price for any of the crimes they committed, or Bush? No. It's all part of the grand facade. Let's keep that in mind. With all of this in mind, the nuclear technology being passed on to Saudi Arabia, consider this headline from consortiumnews.com and other sources. It should be carefully considered. The most dangerous weapon ever rolls off a nuclear assembly line. Last month, the National Security Administration, formerly Atomic Energy Commission, announced that the first of a new generation of strategic nuclear weapons had rolled off the assembly line at its Pantex nuclear weapons plant in the panhandle of Texas. That warhead, the W-76-2, is designed to be fitted to a submarine-launched Trident missile, a weapon with a range of more than 7,500 miles. By September of this year, an undisclosed number of warheads will be delivered to the Navy for deployment. What makes this particular nuke new is the fact that it carries a far smaller destructive payload than the thermonuclear monsters that the Trident submarines have been hosting for decades. Not the equivalent of about 100 kilotons of TNT as previous missile warheads contained, but of 5 kilotons. According to Stephen Young of the Union of Concerned Scientists, the W-76-2 will yield only about one-third of the devastating power of the weapon that the Enola Gay, an American B-29 bomber, dropped on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. Yet that very shrinkage of the power to devastate is precisely what makes this nuclear weapon potentially the most dangerous ever manufactured. Fulfilling the Trump administration's quest for nuclear warfighting, quote, flexibility, it isn't designed as a deterrent against other countries launching its nukes. It's designed to be used. This is the weapon that could make the previously unthinkable thinkable, i.e. nuclear war. Again, stop and consider that the biosphere collapse is accelerating by the day. Power structure desperation will go even more exponential as biosphere collapse unfolds. I'm not only speaking of Western power centers, but others around the globe. In fact, should we ask which global power centers are actually colluding and cooperating behind the scenes? In the case of the climate engineering assault, all major powers are working together, with some exceptions. Again, Iran is one of those exceptions, not cooperating with these programs. And the fact that these governments around the globe are cooperating is beyond question. A nearly 800-page U.S. Senate document posted at geoengineeringwatch.org makes this fact clear. Consider this new headline that gives a glimpse of the cooperation occurring between powers that we have all been led to believe are adversarial. Here's the headline. Israel and Iran both set to join Russia to lead free trade zone. Israel and Russia that we have been told are adversarial, working together. Imagine that. There's much more going on behind the curtain than most people understand as they follow the political theater of the absurd. I'm out of time, but here's the bottom line. The power structures all over the globe, especially including our own criminal government, are rapidly tightening the noose around our collective necks. But as dark as the horizon is, we're not helpless, unless we choose to be so. We must prioritize our efforts and energies on the single greatest priority. Mathematically speaking, the ongoing climate engineering weather warfare assault is the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm. If we could fully expose it to populations all over the world so that they would know what their governments have done to them without their knowledge or consent, we would create a shockwave around the world. If we can expose it, we can stop it. Sharing credible data from a credible source is key to waking others. See the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Never give up. This is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.